A video from Project Veritas came out this past week with senior Governor Murphy advisor saying that, you know what, after the election, Murphy is going to implement a vaccine mandate, or at least a vaccine passport. I know, not really much of a surprise, even though the Cittarelli campaign it is at least trying to make it sound like this is a major revelation. Well, because Governor Murphy even said last March, this was on CNBC, that a vaccine passport system was likely to be put into place. This is quoting from that interview, "Don't throw away the vaccine card." Said there are likely a lot of potential uses for that, going to a sporting event, getting on a plane, for example. Well, anyway, getting back to the Project Veritas video, here's the audio from the video. First, you'll hear Murphy campaign senior advisor Wendy Martinez, and then Matthew Recurgio, who is the manager of an organization called Forward New Jersey.
The independent deciders would not vote for him if he did the vandal.
Because they're into all that my rights, my and they don't care that they kill everybody.
Well, that's good to know then, that after he wins, then he'll do the mandates, the vaccine mandates.
He will. But right now, it's about him winning. It'll be fine.
Do you think he'll do something about that, like the vaccine mandates and stuff?
I think so. I think the problem is right now, because it's election season, he's not going to have people say, like, we're going to have a mandate now. Cause, you know, that's, for some people, it's going to piss them off. I think once you know we have a win, it's like, all right, guns blazing. Like, who cares? I mean, let's do the mandates. Let's do this, the X, Y.
So you think if he talks about mandates for vaccines now, he won't get elected because it's a lot of pushback?
But I think there's some people that, you know, might push back.
And as you would expect, Murphy really didn't want to talk about this. Even denies it, by the way. With Election Day in New Jersey, as well as in Virginia, where the race for governor has been placed into the national spotlight coming up, I thought about something the other day. Considering how rabid the cult of Trump has become with their imagined doubts of the integrity of our election system, if the GOP candidates don't win, will the Stop the Steal mob spring into action that next day? Or maybe even later on election night? Looking at the polls for the race for governor here in New Jersey, while I know polls are really just a snapshot of a fluid election cycle, always been saying it's the trend that's the most important. And a recent poll shows a trend that the, well, Murphy campaign probably is not too happy about. Murphy is holding on to a lead, but now, according to an Emerson College Pix 11 poll that came out October 21st, that lead is a 6-point lead over Jack Cittarelli, 50-44. That's among likely voters. This was an important poll too, because it was the first one that came out after the two debates between Murphy and Cittarelli. Just as a compare and contrast, Murphy and a Monmouth University poll that came out about a month before, September 22nd, had a lead over Cittarelli by a spread of 51-38%. And that's over registered voters. Difference being likely voters saying, yep, I'm going, or I'm going to do the mail-in voting. Registered voters are just that. They might vote, they might not. They haven't decided yet. Look back in August, polling outfit found Murphy with a 52-36% lead over Cittarelli. Going back to the Emerson poll, it found 7% of voters still undecided, 59% of that group leaning toward Cittarelli, 41% considering Murphy. So if you take that into account, then the race tightens to 4 points. Murphy's lead's pretty much bolstered by his 17% advantage among women, 57-40. Cittarelli leading among men, 50-41. Murphy also leads among age demographics of 18-29, 30-49, and 65 and older. Cittarelli has the narrow lead among 50-64-year-olds. Cittarelli leads Murphy there, 49-46. Murphy's got a strong lead of voters who've already cast their ballots by a spread of 76-24%, and he also leads among those who are somewhat likely to vote, 45-40. Now, if you look at the very likely voters, that's where Cittarelli gets the nod, 48-45, and among independents, They're leaning heavily toward Chitterelli by a spread of 56 to 32%. You've looked at favorability ratings. Kind of a push, 49% give a thumbs up for Murphy, 47% holding out the finger, 3% no opinion. And you know, this is the group I'd always like to talk to. 1% never heard of Phil Murphy. Well, I'd like to say congratulations, welcome out of your coma. Chitterelli is favored by 40% unfavorable, 40% 16 no opinion, and 4% I've never heard of him. When it comes to who likely voters think would best handle the COVID-19 recovery moving forward, 52% say Murphy, 48% said Chitterelli. Which, out of this group, I'd love to see a poll of those with family members in nursing homes when it comes to that question. Oh, I think we'd get a much different result. But when you look at this entire poll, and others I think still to come in the next week or so, this may have been why Murphy brought in the big Democratic guns. We saw President Biden, Bernie Sanders come to campaign for him. Well, why would Murphy see himself in need of that A-list help if he was going to coast to an easy win? As many assumed it would be.